Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
We do need some good news this week, and some good news came flowing towards us when we found out that a local area of ours has been named as one of the best places to visit in the entire world. It is none other than Phillip Island, known for its penguins, known for many other things that are perhaps also a little underrated. I'm joined by a man who I imagine is celebrating right now and probably cracked an all-nighter. It's the mayor of the Bass Coast Shire, Councillor Michael Whelan. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Sammy J. Yes, I'm standing up to a glass of water to celebrate, so that's really good.
Nice one. It's nice to meet. Have you done Meet the Mayor with Virginia before?
No, look, they've contacted me. I'll be doing that later this month, I believe.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm meeting you first, it seems. And
yeah, there you go. You sort of got a scoop there.
Yeah, take that, Virginia. I've got your biro and I've got your mayor. Michael, big day for your area. Were you tipped off that this was happening?
I wasn't. No, it was a surprise to me, but a nice surprise. And look, there's no doubt we've got it coming. It's a wonderful place, and those of us that live here have realised that for a long time. So the little penguins drag a lot of people here and have for a long time, but it's good to get recognised like that, and number 24th on the list in
the world.
In the world.
Tell
you
what,
right.
was it effectively, this was one random, rare, positive side effect of the coronavirus, because, of course, the penguins streaming live around the world caught quite a few eyeballs.
Oh, yes, that's right. It was a really good innovation of the nature parks to do that. When people really couldn't get out, it was one of those things you could watch the iconic penguins from your lounge room, and now they've got the opportunity to come down and see them in person, if you refer to a penguin as in person, but great facility there.
On line three, I think I've got a macaroni and cheese pie from Phillip Island, who is pretty annoyed that the penguins always suck up all the attention, because that was the food that is the only food that Miley Cyrus would actually eat when she was visiting Liam Hemsworth's family on the island. Are you familiar with the macaroni and cheese pie? Do you think that's part of the reason that it also contributed to Phillip Island's win?
Well, I'm sure it attracts some people, but no, I wasn't really across it. But look, food and wine is a big part of our offering down here in Bass Coast, and one of our local wineries scooped the pool at the US and Gippsland Wine Awards, the Purple Hen. So yeah, I'm sure with the cheese and macaroni pie and a glass of Shiraz from Purple Hen, it'd go really well.
And where would you be eating and quaffing those particular items, but outside the Nobbies, which I just love to say?
Oh, the Nobbies.
Gazing out over
place.
The Nobbies.
Yeah, you can go there, you can look at the, you know, get onto a telescope, look at these seals. It's a wonderful seal location.
But you haven't said Nobbies yet, Mayor. I want to hear you say Nobbies.
You want me to say Nobbies, yeah, out at the Nobbies.
Yeah, there it is.
you can look at the World Wildlife Fund exhibition there that they've done with the nature parks, and see whales and sharks and all sorts of things. So I know it's a great place out there at the Nobbies.
It is a fantastic place, and it's a wonderful recognition for one of our favourite parts of this beautiful state. Councillor Michael Whelan, Mayor of Bass Coast Shire, congratulations. Have a great Friday ahead.
Thanks very much, Sammy J.
Cheers. Bye. Phillip Island, recognised by the New York Times as one of the best places to visit in the world.